More than back pain, early scoliosis symptoms and treatments that can correct them. If you've been battling unexplained lower back pain, uneven shoulders, or an increasingly unsteady gait, your body may be signaling a deeper structural problem. Your spine could be drifting out of alignment. Many people dismiss these subtle symptoms, yet experts warn that scoliosis often progresses quietly, sometimes until breathing becomes difficult or nerve function is compromised. The good news? When detected early, even moderate scoliosis can usually be stabilized or improved, and traditional Chinese medicine offers a gentle, muscle-focused approach that many patients find surprisingly effective. Scoliosis is far more common and far more overlooked than most people realize. Many people don't notice anything is wrong until their condition becomes severe, said Xie Bingxian, attending neurosurgeon at National Yongming Chaotung University Hospital, in an interview with the Epoch Times. Once the spine curves more than 10 degrees, it's diagnosed as scoliosis, whether in children or adults. Adult scoliosis is often age-related and degenerative, commonly caused by natural spinal wear, degenerative arthritis, and may also involve genetic factors or prior trauma. Children and adolescents, however, may develop curvature rapidly during growth spurts, making early detection crucial. What scoliosis does to the body? A healthy spine is naturally straight, allowing free movement and an aligned posture. However, when scoliosis exceeds a critical angle, it can trigger respiratory distress, arrhythmias, lower limb paralysis, or severe pain. 1. Respiratory distress and declining cardiopulmonary function. Severe scoliosis directly affects the structure of the thorax. When the spinal curvature exceeds 40 degrees, the chest cavity is compressed, restricting lung expansion. Breathing can feel as if a tight belt is cinched around the chest, Seth said. The thoracic spine acts as natural armor protecting the heart and lungs. Once severe scoliosis occurs, it directly threatens life. Research has found that patients with thoracic scoliosis exceeding 80 degrees are highly likely to experience respiratory distress, with severe cases potentially leading to cardiopulmonary failure. 2. Chronic pain. The most immediate effect of scoliosis is pain, Xie said. A curved spine forces the surrounding muscles to work unevenly. One side becomes excessively tight while the other is overstretched, like an imbalanced machine that accelerates wear and tear. Discomfort can radiate to the hips and legs and may even progress into nerve compression pain. Chronic pain affects the mood, and in turn, a negative mindset can intensify pain. 3. Psychological stress and risk of depression. Prolonged pain may also impose a psychological burden, creating a vicious cycle. Studies have found that people with scoliosis have a depression rate twice that of the general population. Research also indicates that 72% of adolescents with idiopathic scoliosis experience psychological distress due to wearing corrective braces, which can create body image anxiety and fear of being mocked or excluded. 4. Reduced lower limb strength and nerve compression. In addition to supporting the body, the spine also protects the nervous system. Severe scoliosis can narrow and distort the spinal canal, compressing spinal nerves and causing abnormal sensation in the lower limbs, muscle weakness, or even urinary and fecal incontinence. A study published in Scientific Reports found that women with urinary incontinence had a significantly higher prevalence of increased lumbar curvature and altered thoracic curvature. Why early detection matters most. Xie recommended that children undergo annual spinal screenings, particularly during the rapid growth period between the ages of 9 and 14. Missing this critical window of correction makes recovery far more difficult once the bones have fully matured. In daily life, maintaining proper sitting and standing posture while regularly strengthening core and back muscles is crucial for maintaining a stable, healthy spine. Dr. Chen Chaolong, the director of WeCare TCM Clinic in Taiwan, told the Epoch Times that when a spinal curve measures between 20 and 40 degrees, wearing a brace for at least 20 hours a day, including overnight, is usually recommended. Bracing works best when the correction is gentle and gradual, supporting both the body's internal balance and its external alignment. Results depend on the curve size, the person's age, and how consistently the brace is worn. Progress takes time, and trying to force quick changes can slow things down. Curves greater than 50 degrees are often considered for surgical treatment. Xia said that once scoliosis reaches a critical level of severity, conservative treatments can no longer halt progression. Thus, surgery may be needed to prevent serious problems, as waiting too long can reduce the chances of neurological recovery. Correcting scoliosis with gentle and effective TCM. Many patients are turning to TCM because its approach is gradual yet powerful, addressing both structural alignment and internal balance. TCM treatment focuses on unblocking qi and blood to reduce pain and inflammation, relaxing tight tendons and fascia, strengthening weakened supporting muscles, harmonizing bones, sinews, and organ systems. Dr. Chin notes that herbal formulas and external therapies, such as moxibustion and cupping, often produce relief with fewer side effects than conventional pain medications. Moxibustion warms acupoints to enhance circulation, while cupping loosens overly tense tissues. Japanese TCM practitioner Ritsuga Kuken told the Epoch Times that bones are passive. Muscles are active. This means spinal alignment depends on restoring balance, strength, and flexibility to the muscles along the spine. As posture improves, the spine often realigns naturally. Clinical studies have found that adolescent patients receiving TCM acupuncture and orthopedic tweena experienced reduced scoliosis curvature and pain, with more pronounced improvements than those in the control group who used brace correction and posture training alone. Ken introduced several commonly used acupoints for treating scoliosis. 1. Lung transport acupoint. Location: on the back, specifically at the level of the lower border of the spinous process of the third thoracic vertebra, about 2 finger widths away from the midline. Function: enhances lung capacity, supporting thoracic flexibility. 2. Kidney transport acupoint. Location: below the spinous process of the second lumbar vertebra, about 2 finger widths away from the midline. Functions: tonify the kidneys and strengthen the lower back. 3. Large intestine transport acupoint. Location: at the level of the lower border of the fourth lumbar vertebra spinous process, about 2 finger widths away from the midline on both sides. Functions: unblocks the meridians and regulates qi and blood. 4. Leg 3 miles acupoint. Location: on the outer side of the lower leg, about 4 finger widths below the lower border of the patella, and 1 thumb width away from the front border of the tibia. Functions: regulates and harmonizes qi and blood. Enhances strength and stamina. In addition to professional acupuncture, daily self-massage of these acupoints can help support spinal health. Early self-check: subtle signs you should not ignore. Ken encouraged everyone to perform simple at-home checks for scoliosis. Catching it early can make all the difference. Head and face: are your eyes or ears at slightly different heights? When reading or watching TV, do you naturally tilt your head to one side? Gently feel the muscles on both sides of your neck. Do they feel equally soft and relaxed, or is one tighter and tenser? Shoulders and back: stand up straight in front of a mirror. Are your shoulders perfectly level? Run your hands along your back muscles. Do both sides feel the same, or is one firmer and more rigid? Bend forward slightly with your head down. Do your shoulder blades look symmetrical in height and shape? Clothing and walking: do shirt fronts, jacket hems, or skirt edges hang unevenly? When you walk, does one foot feel lighter than the other? Is your gait slightly off balance? Check the soles of your shoes. Is the wear clearly uneven between left and right? If you notice any of these subtle signs, seek professional medical evaluation right away. A simple X-ray or clinical exam can confirm the diagnosis and open the door to early, effective treatment.